Support for KPLU comes from SF Jazz, presenters of the San Francisco Fall Festival and Spring Season. A full schedule of events, including opening of the new SF Jazz Center and a list of artists, is at sfjazz.org.
We'll be right back. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in concert, recorded in performance at Nordstrom Recital Hall, playing a composition by co-director Michael Brockman titled Passage Noir, composition that was inspired during sojourns to France. Michael, as a matter of fact, is back there teaching again this summer as part of the UW summer programs in Paris. Passage Noir, featuring solos by Clarence Acocks at the drums at the beginning, Michael Brockman on alto sax, and Bill Anschel on piano, from the CD The Endless Search, which features music by Jimmy Heath. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Some Portland musicians coming up next. We're going to be listening first to John Stoll, and then we'll hear a group led by Todd Bishop, which includes Weber Iago, among others, and Richard Cole. But first, here is John Stoll on guitar, Jeff Johnson on bass, John Bishop on drums, the group collectively known as Scenes. This is from their album Silent Photographer. It's a beautiful composition by Herbie Hancock, Chan's Song. Thank you. That's a group led by Todd Bishop playing the music of Ornette Coleman from an album, Little Played Little Bird. Little Bird not being a takeoff on Charlie Parker. Jimmy Heath and others were sometimes referred to as Little Bird. So was Sonny Stitt, I think. But Little Bird in this case being a literal translation of Ornette. The tune that we heard, Mothers of the Vale, an early piece by Ornette Coleman. Richard Cole and Tim Wilcox were the two saxophonists, one on tenor, the other on soprano, though it doesn't specify here. Weber Iago on piano, Bill Athens on bass, and Todd Bishop on drums. Mothers of the Vale. Before that, John Stoll on guitar, Jeff Johnson playing electric bass on that one, particularly at the opening, as well as acoustic bass, and John Bishop on drums, the group collectively known as Scenes, and they played the great Herbie Hancock tune, Chan's Song, which made an appearance in the film Round Midnight. This is Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here. Our jazz calendar for the coming week around here. This afternoon, the Classic Dixieland Jazz Festival in Olympia is wrapping up at St. Martin's University. Among the groups still to play this afternoon, High Sierra and Uptown Lowdown jazz bands. There's also an afterglow party at Tugboat Annie's in Olympia from 5 until 7 with some more music. Festival Sundiata is concluding today at the Seattle Center. Lots of interesting music going on with that. Diane Schur is singing at Jazz Alley for the final night on her current engagement. The Jim Knapp Orchestra is playing at the Royal Room tonight. And Susan Pascal's Salute to Cal Jader, the Soul Sauce Band, is playing at Bakes Place in Bellevue. Monday night, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band visits Seattle to play at the Neptune Theater on 45th, and Reynolds and her Clave Gringa Band will be playing at Tula's. The Monterey Jazz Festival County All-Star Big Band will be playing at Jazz Alley, a complimentary performance on Tuesday night, though you should have reservations in advance for that. Also on Tuesday night, the J. Thomas Big Band will be playing at Tula's. Clarence A. Cox and the Legacy Band play Wednesday at New Orleans. John Hansen will be out at Boxley's in North Bend. And coming up on Friday, the Columbia City Beat Walk with a whole bunch of jazz groups playing along Rainier Avenue South in Columbia City. That's on Friday night. For more info and regular updates, be sure to see the KPLU Jazz Calendar, daily updates at the Seattle Jazz Scene, and monthly calendar available at earshot.org as well. Here's Diane Schur, who is currently at Dimitrios Jazz Alley, former Seattle area resident, has gone on to great fame beyond. She is back visiting a Jazz Alley, and from her album titled Some Other Time, this is a beautiful song that was written by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein.
Where has the time all gone to? Haven't done half the things we want to. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time. This day was just token. Too many words are still unspoken. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time. Just when the fun is starting, comes the time for parting. But let's be glad for what we've had. To come, there's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time. Just be glad for what we've had and what's to come. There's so much more embracing still to be done.
Thank you.
Nice swinging waltz there from Tim Carey, the bass player, playing the electric bass on this tune. His composition titled Wilmington, contained in his new album Room 114, with Brendan O'Donnell on guitar, Eric Verlinde on the electric piano, Jeff Bongo Bush on drums, Tim Carey, the bass player, rounding out the group, tune called Wilmington. Diane Schur was heard just before that. From her album Some Other Time, we heard the titled song, and that was with a group of mostly Portland musicians, Randy Porter, piano, Dan Balmer, guitar, Scott Steed, bass, and Reggie Jackson on drums, and Diane Schur doing the vocal. Her final night of her current engagement at Jazz Alley is tonight. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Next music by a Vancouver, BC clarinet player, reed player generally, but he focuses on clarinet on this album called Swingin' at the Patricia. A note about the idea behind the recording is on the back of the album. I'd like to quote it to you. From 1919 to 1921, Vancouver was home to one of the seminal creators of jazz music, Ferdinand Jelly Roll Morton, performing nightly at the Patricia Hotel's nightclub Pat's Pub, which was then known as the Patricia Cafe. Morton was a larger-than-life character and was instrumental in making the transition between ragtime and jazz. And today the hotel is still there, an historic landmark, and Pat's Pub remains a popular live music venue. The original wood dance floor exists as a reminder of the Patricia's rich history. This is a trio with James Dandifer on clarinet. Miles Black opens up on piano with an authentic Jelly Roll kind of sound. Joe Poole is the drummer, and we'll hear them doing a Jelly Roll Morton tune called The Wolverine Blues. This is the James Dandifer Trio. Thank you. Some music from Canada for Canada Day. Happy Canada Day. That was Corey Weed's tenor sax with Mike LaDon on organ, Oliver Gannon guitar, Jesse Cahill on drums, and Hank Mobley, tune called Bossa for Baby from a new album titled Up a Step, recorded at Corey Weed's Cellar Jazz Club in Vancouver. And before that, we were listening to James Dandifer on clarinet, Miles Black on piano, and Joe Poole at the drums, playing music of Jelly Roll Morton, recorded at the Patricia Pat's Pub, and Wolverine Blues. That's from a new release, Swingin' at the Patricia. The Vancouver International Jazz Festival is wrapping up today, as is the Victoria International Jazz Festival on Vancouver Island. Next up, we're going to be listening to Wellstone Conspiracy. This is Brent Jensen on soprano sax, Bill Anschel at the piano, Jeff Johnson bass, and John Bishop at the drums. And they're doing a tune written by Bill Anschel titled, Will It Never End?
Thank you.
Wrapping up our Jazz Northwest today, that's music from the new CD by Pearl Django. Nice to see them recording some new repertoire. This was a piece that was composed by Martin Taylor, who was a special guest, and that was Martin Taylor's composition Rue de Danann, and he was one of the soloists along with David Lang on accordion and Michael Gray on violin. Before that, Wellstone Conspiracy with Brent Jensen on soprano sax, Bill Anschell at the piano, Jeff Johnson bass, and John Bishop on drums. And it was Bill Anschell's composition, Will It Never End, from Wellstone Conspiracy. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening to Jazz Northwest today. I'll be back next Sunday at this same time for our survey of the regional jazz scene. Next week, we'll be listening to some music by the Bellevue Jazz Festival Rising Stars from Bakes Place. Stay tuned for Piano Jazz. The guest on today's Piano Jazz is pianist Helen Sung. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.